Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Maundy Thursday in the church calendar. Thank you for joining me and being a part. If you do have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. This is communion, your body broken. The cup we're drinking is bittersweet. The gift of friendship, truest salvation, born of your suffering on Calvary. We remember the sacrifice of love. We remember the blood poured out for us. We remember the only Son of God upon the cross. From stained to spotless, from wrath to favor, through you our Savior, the work complete. In full repentance, led by your kindness, partake of presence as we receive. We remember the price you had to pay. We remember the wounds that made a way. We remember the Lamb for all was slain upon the cross. How can it be? There is a table for all who would come, for all who would come. Taste now and see, there is a table for all who would come, for all who would come. How can it be? There is a table for all who would come, for all who would come. Taste now and see, there is a table for all who would come, for all who would come. Take of the bread, receive the cup, for his mercy is enough for the many and the one. This is communion. Take it as often as you will, for his blood has power still. By his wounds we shall be healed. This is communion. Take of the bread, receive the cup, for his mercy is enough for the many and the one. This is communion. Take it as often as you will, for his blood has power still. By his wounds we shall be healed. This is communion. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. How can it be that there is a table for all who would come, for all who would come? Taste now and see, there is a table for all who would come, all would come. We remember the sacrifice of love. We remember the blood poured out for us. We remember the only Son of God upon the cross. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we honor you. There is no one like you. Thank you that you invite us to the table, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our psalm for today, Maundy Thursday, Psalm 116, 1 and 10 through 17. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. Oh, I serve you, Lord, like all those before me did. Oh, I serve you, Lord, as all those who came before me did. Oh, I walk in the light of a great and goodly heritage. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Our gospel reading today, selections from John 13. It was just before the Passover festival, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. And Jesus answered, those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. And Jesus said, now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Oh, help us, Lord, to love one another, love one another. Oh, the word of the Lord, thanks be to God, thanks be to God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively for this Maundy Thursday. Almighty Father, whose dear Son, on the night before he suffered, instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, mercifully grant that we may receive it thankfully in remembrance of Jesus Christ our Lord, who in these holy mysteries gives us a pledge of eternal life, and who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Let's take a few moments and pray specifically for those in our lives. Lift their names up before the Lord. Lift your own heart before the Lord. Lord Jesus, I pray that we would learn to love one another. Show us how. Show us how to lay down our lives for one another. In the name of Jesus. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. Let us love one another today.